End, yeah. Look, as I said before the game, whatever happens, I was looking for a performance. We never got that first 45. But to get a point out of a game that, for large periods of that first half, it didn't look like we'd get anything other than a bit of doing. We got out at the end with a point. Pleased with the reaction in the second half, but shouldn't take that.
What did you say to the players at half-time?
Nothing that wasn't true.
They seem to respond to it, which at least is a positive thing.
Yeah, look, it is. We're going to be, we know this league, and we're going to be down in games where we're going to be under large spells of trouble in games, and tonight was one of them. But again, you always need a bit of fight, and I know that about that. Most of that team, I brought most of those players in, so I know they have that, but it shouldn't take that in a game. And that's the disappointing side. Am I pleased with the reaction? Of course am I. In the second half, they come out and they had a real go. And in the end, you look over it as a whole, they weren't much in the game, and we had large spells of that second half, but I thought for the first 35, 40 minutes of that first half, we were really, really poor. As poor as I've seen us, in terms of our use on the ball and as a unit, we looked very disjointed at times, but the positives, and we'll always look at the positives if we got that reaction and we come away from a tough place with a point when it looked like we were getting nothing.
And Finland were very unhappy about the penalty awards.
I never seen them, and that's me being honest, and it wasn't something I was wanting to look over at half time, because we got it. It would maybe have been different if it was other way about. Second one, I've not seen them, but I could probably say, and I might be wrong here, but normally when Danny Johnson's got a chance to hit the ball in the box, he hits it. So that, I'm judging that on that, but look, I've not seen them. And what I will say is I thought the referees handled it well in terms of you could speak to them, which is a bonus. So I was pleased with that. Obviously, that's going to come out that I'm the one happy with the referees because we got the two decisions, but I genuinely never seen them. And over the course of the season, these things even themselves out anyway. So look, I hope they were right for the case. It doesn't cause too much of an uproar or whatever it may be, but I'd be lying if I said I seen them.
You made changes at half time. Were you tempted to make them even earlier?
Look, I could have made them after 15 minutes, but I could have made them after 25 minutes. But like, we got to half time, we get back in the game, which helped, and then we made. I thought they made an impact. To be fair, I thought they bought a bit of Declan bought a real pace to our side, and Toddy's a good footballer as well, and he helped us get up the pitch, and he kept us up the pitch at times. But night and day, I thought Finlay again, for when you're struggling in a game and you're depending on a 16-year-old to help your back four out, it's tough going for him, but he done that very well. And there were times in the game where we were relying on him a bit too much. The other side of him, there's a lot more to Finlay Robertson than just a defensive midfielder. He gets on the ball and he plays. I think that's a real plus for him, that it looked to me that they sat the big boy on him the first half to stop him playing. So that's the positives, but we still should have more about us than to be relying on a 16-year-old defensively late on, which we were. But he's in the first team, so that's the level he's at. He has to deal with it, but for me it's a bit disappointing. But overall, happy to walk away that after 35 minutes, would I took a point? Absolutely.